Sidra. What would Pepper say? Sidra wondered about that as she made her way down to the caves with Tak. Would she be angry? Proud? Hopefully proud. Sidra had solved a problem on her own, and Pepper was a fan of such things. But would Pepper be upset that Sidra had done it without asking? That she'd asked Tak? She wasn't sure. And that was never a state of mind Sidra enjoyed. She returned a few smiles and waves as she made her way to the rust bucket. It was nice to be recognized. From here on out, she could actually have proper conversations with the other people here. No more vague answers, no more technical truths, no more fear of direct questioning. She could make stuff up. She could nod yes when she meant no. She could get to know people without putting herself or her friends in danger. She could make more friends. This was good. Everything about this was good. She paused when she saw the empty shopfront. No shield around the stall. No "in the back, yell for service" sign on the counter. That was odd. Pepper didn't usually leave the front unattended without some kind of notice. "Pepper?" she said as she approached the counter. No answer. She waved her patch over the counter door and stepped behind it. Tak followed at a respectful distance. "Are you back here?" Sidra asked, heading to the workshop. Her question was answered immediately. Pepper was sitting on the floor beside the mech brewer, empty mug still in one hand, staring at her scrib in the other. Her face was taut and pale. "Could you keep an eye on the counter, please?" Sidra whispered. Tak obliged. Sidra stepped close and crouched down. Pepper looked up at her with... Sidra didn't know what to make of the expression on her face. Hope and pain and shock, all twisted together. Without a word, Pepper handed Sidra the scrib. Sidra read it, line by line, quick as she could. She looked sharply to Pepper as she reached the end. "Have you told Blue yet?" Pepper shook her head. "His scrib's turned off," she said quietly. "He does that sometimes when he's painting." Sidra reached out the kid's hand. "Come on, let's go get him."